Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. Driving sleep deprived is not just behind the wheel. I used to think of sleep deprivation applied to driving only. I was farther from the truth. Sleep deprivation affects your brain, body, heart, and your life. The hidden signs of sleep deprivation can be deadly. The main symptoms of sleep deprivation is fatigue, forgetfulness, moodiness, yawning, depressed, difficulty learning new concepts, and more. When there is lack of no sleep, your brain is unable to function or reason with your body. Most of us take sleep for granted as an extra curriculum activity. On the other hand, if we do not feed our brain the proper sleep our body needs, it will shut down when you least expect it. Sleep deprivation can happen while driving, making critical decisions for your health, finances, career, business, family, and so much more. There is more than one way to relax your brain and prepare for sleep, at least rest. There are a few things you can do to relax before going to bed. You can pray, meditate, yoga, listen to soothing music, reading, journaling, and making passionate love. Yes, I said it, making passionate love, not having sex, which is two different things. Based on the National Sleep Foundation, sleep is essential for a healthy heart. People who don't sleep enough are at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and coronary heart disease, regardless of age, weight, also smoking and exercise habits. Getting good quality sleep is important if you want to lower your risk of these conditions. It's not completely clear why sleep is detrimental to heart health, but researchers understand that sleeping too little causes disruption in underlying health conditions and biological processes like glucose, metabolism, blood pressure, and inflammation. The same may be true for oversleeping, believe it or not. There are several devices to use to measure sleep quality to possibly avoid sleep deprivation. There are several free apps on your cell phone to use. I personally use Sleep Cycle, which measures the quality of deep sleep and more. In my Creating a Bedroom Spa, I share more details about how the Sleep Cycle works and how to relax before bed. I can be reached on my website, which is at the bottom of the podcast, which is DonettaDMooring.com, and that is DonettaDMooring.com, and as always, sleep heals.